It's all connected. All connected, and we are here to help you make those connections. We, I say we, that means myself, Grimner, and the lovely Miss Circolo.
Who will speak loud and clear.
Loud and clear.
For at least 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then she'll forget and go back to the whisper.
Then I'll forget, and then I'll whisper again. Yeah. Huh?
Anyway, it's Monday, June 14, 2021. And we are here live on RealLibertyMedia.com and RLMRadio.xyz. This is episode 44 of It's All Connected. And this show is entitled, Does Common Sense Make Sense? And I know there was more to your original title, but you know,
I know.
A little too wordy.
But the thing is, I was sitting by the fire at 3:30 in the morning, and I just rambled up different stuff at you.
At who?
At
me?
At you.
Oh, okay.
At the on my phone.
On your phone.
I think I wrote like 10 different topics.
On your phone at the fire.
I was sitting at the fire, waiting for the sun to come up.
Well, my basic thing about common sense is, it's not common at all, and it really doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it's a weird thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like an oxymoron, common sense.
Because I looked it up, though, right?
I looked
like three different definitions of it, and none of them made sense.
They don't make sense. Oh, by the way, folks out there listening in, if you're not here in the Real Liberty Media chat, head on over to the websites, either RealLibertyMedia.com or RLMRadio.xyz, and click the little chat thing, and you can jump in here and talk to the people that are here. We got a lot of great folks
talk
here.
Talk to the people.
Yeah, we got to the people. We got Moose Girl and somebody. I don't know who's somebody. He's just somebody. We got Beetle, and I think Kate's around somewhere. You out there, Kate? Rob Works, and Beth Z, she may be napping at this point. I don't know.
And if you're not picky, Barman is always there to listen to.
Barman
except
will listen.
When you go to bed.
He may not reply, but he will listen.
He will
take whatever you say and put it in a little database.
Except sometimes he's out in the back smoking, though.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah.
He's got to do his stuff, too, or drinking.
You pay for.
He's a barman, so he drinks, he smokes, you know. Anyway, we got all kinds of folks in here. I think the Echelon is around, maybe Grams, I don't know, Java, Prince. We got a bunch of people over here. Come on over, say hi.
Come on over.
Yeah, and we could talk about the uncommon common sense, the unsensical, nonsensical sense of the common sense. Because
or the common sense, you know, the shared common sense that makes human do really weird stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure.
there is such a thing, though, right? It doesn't make a lot of sense, though. But
No. But tell me something that you know to be a common sense thing. And I'll tell you why it's not common or sense, or does it make any sense?
I don't know, because I've looked a lot about it. And is there any?
Is there any? I don't know.
Don't put your hand on a burning hot stove.
Okay. Well, I think that's probably one that is actually common and does make sense.
I know, but it's like very practical. Do we really need a whole term for that? It's like
it
makes sense.
Yeah.
But a lot of what is common sense doesn't make sense.
You teach that to children, so that so that they don't burn themselves, which is, you know, makes perfect sense to me. You know,
and I don't know, I'm the one doing the cooking around here, and I've been cooking for many years, and I still burn myself on the stove.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure I would have learned it without anybody telling it to me.
I tend to burn myself more in the oven.
Oh, that's a nasty one too. Right on the top of the hand with the grill on top.
Yeah, you know, on the racks, you know, you reach in there with your, you know, your mitts or whatever. And to grab what out of there, and you burn yourself on the rack. Yeah. Mm. Well, I do anyway. I, of course, I have a kind of a, I don't know what you would call it. Well, when I was a little kid, and me and my sister were at home alone one day from school for whatever reason, I don't know. And she decided, hey, let's make some chocolate chip cookies. And is all right.
Were you big brother or little brother?
Little brother. I'm like six years younger than her.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anyway, so she says, hey, we need to light, you know, it was one of those ovens where it didn't have an automatic igniter, you know, you turn the gas on and you had to light it. Old days, pre, you know.
I remember those.
Okay. Anyway, apparently she had turned the gas on for a few minutes. and gave me a box of matches. Yeah, go ahead and light that. I'm like, all right. I was like six or seven. I don't know. I was a little kid. Anyway, so I strike the match and poof, this fire comes shooting out all over me. Burns the hell out of my hand. All my knuckles are like fried. So I have a slight aversion to that kind of thing. Anyway. As far as ovens go, but I have an electric oven now, so I don't have that problem. And even if I did have a gas one, it would have an, you know, automatic igniter. So there's a little built-in fear there over gas and matches. And so she was not making any common sense to me. Oh, go ahead and light that. Stick your head in the oven.
Well, it's because if your common sense comes with knowledge and understanding, she didn't have the knowledge and understanding of gas and ovens, did she?
Maybe she was trying to burn me to death. I don't know.
It
could have been an evil thing.
Yeah. Is she evil?
Oh, no. She's a sweetheart. She's great. Yeah, no, I love my sis. She's all right.
But that's the thing about common sense, though, right? If you have the knowledge to understand it, then you can start using your own sense. But if you're just learning some pattern or some behavior and you don't really understand it, but you just subscribe it to common sense, then it doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know, one of the things I hear a lot here in the U.S. From all of the gun grabbers is we need common sense gun laws, and you say what are these common sense gun laws? And they'll tell you, well, we got to take all the guns away from everybody. Well, how does that make common sense? Who's supposed to have guns then? Oh, just the government. Only the government needs guns. Okay, I'm losing the part where this makes any sense at all.
But that's because they're creating common sense.
Well, they're creating common nonsense is what they're creating.
Because they don't have to provide you with, you know, it would be an interesting debate for the American people to have, though, if it came with knowledge and open out, you know, kind of deep, respectful debate. What is common sense when it comes to weapons, right? But it doesn't. It comes without no knowledge, no depth. It's just NLP being pushed at people.
Right.
That this now defines common sense. And if you don't agree with that, then you go against common sense. See how stupid you are.
Well, you know,
it's abusive manipulation, really, though.
If you point out to the people that are looking, can you talk for a couple minutes? Somebody's at my door.
Okay. Right, I don't know about what.
Talk. Just talk.
Okay, I'll just talk. So, guess we're just going to sit in silence, people. No. No, I'm kidding you. I can talk about the common sense, that if it does not come with the knowledge, that if you don't understand why it makes sense, then it's just repetition. And if you start replacing sense with just common, then nobody's going to understand why we do or don't do stuff. And it gets to there is like this psychological observation about monkeys that you can go find on the internet, about how they put two monkeys in a cage and they hang up a banana in the ceiling. And when one of the monkeys try to grab the banana, they hose him down with water, which is really unpleasant. I think that's how it goes. And then because the water is so, there's so much, it also hoses down the other monkey. So it's unpleasant for both of them if one of them try to snap the banana. So they are taught that taking the banana is bad and they're going to get punished. Then they introduce new monkeys that hasn't been showered with water and none of them touches the banana. And if one of them try to go for the banana, one of the originals starts attacking them going, don't do that. And by the time you put in the third and the fourth, banana crew or monkey crew, nobody's going to touch the banana. And if anybody tries to, the herd kind of just knocks on them and beats them. Eventually in this experiment, they take out the two original monkeys. So by the time that they get to this, the two original monkeys are no longer there, which means none of the monkeys ever tried the water. None of them even, ever saw what happened if they grabbed the banana. But everybody just stopped grabbing for the banana because it was made in a very violent and brutal way into common sense for the banana, for the monkeys. And I don't know how to talk to myself, so it's really bad, Grimner.
Well, you know.
There you go. Just as I was going, help me,
help. Yeah, just the UPS.
I told a story about monkeys and bananas.
Monkeys and bananas?
Yeah. You missed the story about monkeys and bananas.
Okay. Well, it was just the UPS guy. My grow light is here.
Oh, Your grow light?
Yeah.
Yeah, you growing bigger toes?
Am I doing what?
Growing bigger toes.
No, my toes are plenty big.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Well, it was the common sense about, the rules that we follow that we no longer know why we follow.
Okay, well, that's like mostly all of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, you look at the rules they made, in the 1800s or something like that, and they're still in effect for whatever. And if you ever do any research on stupid laws in the U.S., you'll see some of the ridiculous stuff, that's out there. No walking on the left side of the street on a sunny day or whatever. I'm serious. It's that kind of stuff. There's some really, really ridiculous things.
I'm in my own little struggle with state up here.
Are you?
Because I can either, walk 2 minutes, right? Like 1 minute or so.
Right.
And I can cross the train tracks and I'm at the beach, right?
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Okay.
Or I can walk 10 minutes, walk over the cross section, get to a real train section, walk over there and get to the beach. Right? Which I don't do.
Yeah.
I'd rather walk those 10 minutes down by the beach, right?
I certainly would agree with you, yeah.
Yeah, on a nice piece of just bare land with wildflowers and, the ocean. So that's what I do. But they don't like that. I'm not the only one who does it. They don't like that. So they put up one fence then that, you know, nature bended so that you could get through.
Yay, nature.
And nature bended.
Yeah, yay, yay for nature.
That's what happens, man. You know, you get to the beach real fast, so fences are going to get bent, right?
Yeah.
Then they put up another fence that was, like, a lot bigger, so nature had to get, like, I don't know, tweezers and stuff to bend it. I didn't do it, but nature bent it.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's their move now. I don't know if they're going to come put up even more fencing. But I do know that we're, like, 7-8 neighbors around here that walk doggies at the beach.
Well, tell me this, since you're having your little issue with the state there on that. Does the state, does it make sense to have a state at this point in time?
I don't know. I think a lot is wrong with this point in time, not just the state. I don't think state necessarily is the core problem. I think it's more of a symptom. So just taking out state wouldn't really do anything to mature. And I think that's an arrogant word, but still, to mature the mindset of most people.
Okay.
I think if you just took out state now,
yeah,
the place would not be a better place to live at.
You don't think so? So you think with, you know, it's okay to have, well, the theft that they call taxes.
No. I don't know. No, state is everything that is wrong with humanity right now. It's the violence, it's the force, it's the thugs.
Well, right, and that's what I was asking you. Does it make sense, is it, to have a state?
No, but I think that the common sense is now so fucked up that just taking out state and not changing the vibe of the common sense wouldn't solve anything. It would just spin out of control.
Is it not already out of control?
Completely.
Okay, so it would just spin out of control, but it's already out of control, so...
Yeah, and instead of just spinning, it would start wobbling.
And now, with state involved, they can come and kill you because you're not, you know...
But I tend to be, which is why my husband is perfect for me, because he is more of a chaos factor. And I do know that life needs chaos, right? What we have is like a, and I'm going to use a lot of fire and metaphors because I've been doing an awful lot of fires in the garden pit. So, but I think what we have right now is like a stale fire where you really do need to fuck everything up. And add a lot of chaos to things. And taking out state would do that. But I think in my own heart, I tend to get lulled into the status quo. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so, to a degree. I mean, I can understand Flash as chaos.
If you have a dying fire, you need to change it up. Spread it up, get some height on it so it gets some oxygen in there, and then your fire will burn up again, right? So I know that. I know you need the chaos. But sometimes it seems so brutal to do it to a fire, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you know, you got to have the proper elements in order to maintain the fire, obviously. Mm-hmm. You need the fuel and the oxygen and the heat.
Think humanity has that?
No.
To not just spin into savagery?
Well, I mean, I don't know. There's nothing more savage to me than the state itself. It is a savage entity, and it promotes savagery, and it promotes division. It promotes hatred.
It does.
Yeah, and so what could make less sense than the state, I don't know.
But peer-to-peer savagery, where peer-to-peer neighbors start fighting and killing each other, is, to me, would be even worse, to add that on top.
I don't think it adds it on. I mean, if you remove the element of the threat of everything the state will do to you for most ridiculous reasons whatsoever, and you just have people dealing with people, and if some of those people tend to want to be violent or thieves or whatever, then that's, you're dealing with a much smaller circle of violence than we deal with presently.
But I tend to, and I know it's kind of a Marxist opinion, which is really weird, because he, you know, he's known for the state thing, right? But he also did write about how humanity will evolve out of the need of state in a non-violent way, right? And I know it's a romantic idea that we as humanity sort of transcend the need for state, and that's why we let go of it. But I kind of like that better than just ripping it off and see. I don't know. It's an abstract concept, but it suits me better with the hope of transcending the need for state.
Yeah, I just don't. I mean, you look at all the people that are involved in the government, and they all tend to be corrupt, and they want to control everything, and they're not any smarter than anybody else. So why would you? How does having people like that as controllers of society, how does that make sense?
I wondered why I'm defending stupid politicians, because really, because there is no need for them.
Right. So,
I can see that. You can see that. The good thing is, I don't know where you are, but where I am, we talk about the slow growth of loathing for politics, right? And the politics, they speak about it as a danger, because they can feel that the Danish population is slowly loathing the ruling class and the politicians more and more, and they lost complete faith in them.
Yeah.
Not just in the 179 that's in there, right? We have 179 politicians. Not just in those, but in politics as a whole.
Right. Well, and they should, I think, have no faith in those people, because, I mean, all you got to do is just look through history, and you can see that they're there to screw you over.
I'd rather that more and more people came to that realization and simply just stop bothering with state.
Right, I would too, but you've got to get state to stop bothering with you too.
You can ignore, if you're many enough, that would be my guess, if we are many enough, we could ignore state away. And that would in some way be really fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And you know,
But I'm not here to advocate for state. Please don't, because I don't.
All right. All right, good. I'm glad to hear that.
it's the most violent. I mean, I'm a pacifist, and state and thugs and force is like tied in together. Whether it's for the church or the king or
it's,
the general,
yeah,
right?
It's in their job description.
Yes.
You know, they will be the violence within a specified geographic area.
Yes.
It's the
monopoly of violence, and that is disgusting to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, it should be. I'm glad it is, because they are disgusting.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway.
But it makes no sense.
Right.
Which is why the common sense, they program it into people, so they create what they want as common sense, and then it's a pivot point to use against people who aren't agreeing, or to get people to agree. Because nobody wants to be an idiot, right?
I don't know.
If you can stand
on
the ground of common sense, you can take a lot of people just by doing that.
I have seen people that appear to revel in their idiocy. So,
But they think it's common sense, right?
Yeah.
Which is the same with truth, right? If you start putting your, I mean, truth is something that happened in the moment that happened, right? That is what it is to me. I don't see there is any universal truth. I don't think there is the one true way to do stuff. And I think if you're standing on that mountain of truth, you're going to just pivot on that. And I don't know. It gives you a lot of blind spots, and it doesn't make things easy.
Well,
and people
you
seem
know,
to do that with religion and with voting and with common sense. It's about owning that pivot point, right?
Well, there's where we might want to bring in to this discussion, because you asked the question was, does common sense make sense, and what is common sense? But what you might want to ask is, since you were standing on the mountain of truth, what is truth?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, truth to who? Truth about what?
Unless it's an occurrence that happened, then you had, in that moment where it happened, there is the moment of truth of what happened.
Right? The moment of truth. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying that, okay, if something happens, whoever was there, the witnesses, they know what happened, right? Every second or timeline away from that, that becomes an interpretation of truth, and it's
well,
no longer
okay.
truth.
Well, okay. Well, let's say
and
like
that,
this.
That is how you can define a truth.
Because you say that whoever was there to witness whatever as it happened.
Yeah.
They know the
that
truth.
You can speak about that, you can speak that, about a truth there, right?
That those people know the truth. But if you ask, say there's five people there, you ask those five people, you're going to hear five different stories.
Yes, because now you no longer have the truth. Now you have five individual subject projections of what they saw as the truth.
Right. So,
but they witnessed the truth because they witnessed the occurrence as it happened.
But so
for
that
every time or second you move away from that occurrence into time, you're going to water out truth from that by projection.
Truth.
There is no truth in that, though.
Yeah. So truth is very subjective.
Yes.
I mean, you would think it'd be an objective thing, but it doesn't seem to work out that way. I mean, like I say, you get. You can, like I said, talk to those five people and get five different truths.
Because now they're now projecting themselves onto their truth.
But they're all going to tie.
Now it's their truth.
They're all going to tie themselves to whatever they believe was the truth of whatever occurred.
Because whenever we communicate, all we really do have is a metaphor of what we are experiencing. Right?
Yeah. Say it again.
Every time you have to say something, every time you speak, you are speaking in metaphors of what you are experiencing. You are trying to convey what it is that you are experiencing, which is deeply individual and probably with a lot of sensing and a lot of things that just taking a walk and trying to then explain your walk to somebody. Right?
Okay.
You can only do that in a metaphor if you're using language. Because nobody will really be there to share the walk with you. But you can try to lock down all that experience you just had and all that knowledge you just witnessed into something that you can speak. But it's going to be a metaphor.
All right.
It's your interpretation of what you just saw.
Okay. I don't know if it's all metaphor, but... that would be you're describing something by using something else as an example.
Yeah. How would you describe how I would describe a walk in the woods as I was walking on a trail up on the hill. The trees were around me and the wind was blowing in the leaves. I could see their green color up against the blue sky and the water behind me, right?
Yeah, but that's descriptive. That's not really
no,
metaphor.
It's not.
If
I'm
said,
walking on an energy field in an energy field on an energy field with waves of stuff coming around me. And this is my metaphor for what I am experiencing. And I'm putting it into human words.
Right, right.
But that's
descriptive of your direct experience. If you were to say, I was walking through the woods and it was like I was in paradise. Now, there's a metaphor because you're saying I was like I was in, you know, some other environment or some other happening. So I think
I'm using a metaphor because I did not describe all of my senses, right?
Okay. I see it, but it doesn't matter. It's just semantics.
I don't know.
It's just semantics at this point. So
yes.
we can describe things. Like I say, I've got a desk here that's wooden and brown. That's not a metaphor. It's what it is. It's a brown wooden desk.
But still, it's the words you use to describe it.
But if I say, I've got a desk that's like a boat, then at that point it's a metaphor because I'm using it as something else, describing it as something else. Then you would have to know.
But you don't
have
a brown desk.
I do have a brown desk.
No, you don't.
I'm looking right at it.
Yeah, you're seeing a brown desk. There is no brown desk, Grimnir.
Okay.
There is no, there. It's not there. You're seeing it because that's what you can comprehend.
Well, I see it. I
just
can
like
touch
we
it.
Use metaphors for things that we're trying to describe that are abstract to us. We also use concepts of what we are experiencing. You can call them conceptual things.
Now, your
desk is a conceptual thing of your experience in the real world. But the real world does not have a desk.
Well, it's, you know, it's a projection, but everything is. You know, whatever.
And the thing, yes, they are. And the thing is that how you choose to describe things for me is about your experience.
Mm.
So it's not a bad thing.
The way that
you describe your desk says something about you, and I get to share your perception because I put meanings into words.
Okay, let me ask you this. Did you ever watch the show Star Trek, The Next Generation?
Yeah.
Okay. At one point, the Enterprise wound up with meeting this other race that spoke only in metaphor. But all of their metaphors were based upon experiences that happened on their planet, which when they said Jim and Bob at the bar, but they didn't know the people on the Enterprise didn't know who Jim and Bob were or what this bar was or where it was or what that phrase meant because they weren't using descriptive terms, they were using metaphor. So there was a total lack of communication between them. Do you remember that episode?
You don't think humans suffer from a total lack of communication between us?
Well, there's oftentimes a lot of confusion because of the terms that are used. Certain people may use a term that...
Or there's a lot of understanding and knowledge that you just haven't concepts to describe.
Right.
And I'm sorry, I see concepts and metaphors as in the same.
Okay.
And I see your desk as a concept.
All right. Well, then if my desk is a concept, so am I.
Yes.
And so are you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And how can I describe myself if not in metaphors? How?
Well, you could say you're a female, age of blah, blah, blah. What are you, 41?
How does that does not that describes a female human being?
Yeah, but you're. I mean, you have to go on with that. You say you're X, you know, X amount of whatever tall, and you have, you know, a certain weight, a certain eye color, a certain hair color.
That describes attribute. That does not describe me. Those are attributes.
And then right, but you're.
Something.
Well, it depends what part of you you want to describe. If you want to describe your personality, that's a whole different thing. But if
I'm
you want,
more than my body and my personality. I'm a spirit human being.
Right, of course you are. But but if you wanted to describe yourself to another person, these are the kind of terms that you would use. And
yes,
you,
then I would have to describe myself as something I am not. But that's something that is so basic and understood and within the right NLP order so that we can all nod in agreement and say yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Concepts, notions, metaphors.
Right.
You know, the way we use words to describe a reality that wasn't created from words.
Okay. Well, I see.
Somehow, this seems to piss off a lot of people, which is kind of fun.
All right. Well, no.
Because we even got cat locks and everything.
You know,
Does it really matter how I use the word metaphors? And
well, I think, that's the thing, is the definition of the word metaphor. And I see it as a comparative term, where you are comparing X
it
to
is.
Y.
It is.
But,
you are trying to describe something that is indefinitely and infinitely more in a comparative way so people, or in a familiar way so that people understand what you mean.
Okay.
You say desk.
I say desk. Yes.
Yeah.
Desk.
Yeah, that's its function, right? That's its function, though.
That's me knocking on the desk.
No, that's me, you knocking on the material that's making the top of your desk. But a desk is a concept.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't really matter, though. It matters an awful lot now.
I guess, no, yeah. Anyway, so I think we lost track here of the whole common sense thing.
Well, it's because about the common, right?
Well, yeah, common sense would tell me that I have a desk.
That's what your common sense would tell you.
And of course. And that my desk has these characteristics.
And now you see the chat going, and this is what happens when you start questioning common sense, is that it blows, it, you can't.
Okay.
But it's nice to see some chat going.
Yeah, no, it's great to see chat
this
going.
This is what you do when you start, you know, because a desk is just a facet of what it is. It's so much more.
Okay.
It is also a collection of the dust that started the very universe we're living in.
If you believe that.
That is also what it is, right?
If you believe that.
Or it is eternal, right? I would say everybody would say that once your desk is no longer a desk, it will go on and be something else.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know.
In that, it is essential, it is eternal, right?
It's
matter from the universe.
Yeah, well, the elements that create it, that make it, are, yes. You know, the atoms, the molecules, such as
what
that.
What makes you and me? What makes everything? What makes all the concepts? And that's the interesting part of it, though.
Well, I think it's just, you know, it's the programming that, you know.
But of course we are restrained in conveying our experience through the notions and the words that we have. But it's once we start just defining those words so they cannot engage in experience, of course they can.
Okay.
A word and a sense and an experience can mean many things.
Sure.
I don't know. Your desk can be many things if it's just not a desk, you know, if it's way more than that.
Yeah, I guess so.
The same can the woods be, though. If it's not just some trees and a trail, right?
Right.
If it's the living earth that's around you with its energy and its frequencies and all the I don't know.
Right, but that describes everything. I mean, the energy and the frequencies. I mean, that's all anything is energy and frequencies.
Yeah. But then we all like we all agree on what is common sense when we do, right? Which is why stealing the definition of what is common, right?
Right. What makes something
becomes very important. What? Becomes very important because then you have the language, then you have the understanding, and people will use your meaning if you succeed in controlling that. Right now, with the whole COVID, that's like a battle for common sense, right?
Battle for no common sense.
But it's also, they're really trying to program some shit into people's heads right now.
Yeah.
And they're calling it common sense, though, right?
Oh, yeah, sure, sure.
It's common
sure.
sense, too.
Yeah, they try to, you know, these public health orders are common sense, which, of course, they are not. They're not based on any truths or facts or science as they define it. So it makes common sense if you believe the words that are being pushed out at you.
Yeah, if you just take shit for granted, right?
Well, yeah.
If you don't explore shit and question shit and figure out what is sense to you, what makes sense to you. Sometimes my sense is not common.
No.
Right? But it makes sense, so I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
Yeah. I figure that's what people are. Sometimes just the common doesn't make sense. So you make up your own sense. And that's where you start going against the grind a little and where you have to like sort of reinvent all the stuff that was common.
Okay.
You don't see that? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I agree that common sense is neither common nor makes sense. I mean, that to me is the most the best way of describing that. This phrase that everybody clings on to, or not everybody, but you know, a lot of people.
Which is loaded.
It's totally
loaded word, right?
Oh, big time.
Yeah. And I'm just seeing that's what the whole COVID was. To me, that's another thing about it. It's how it pushed new definitions of loaded language and loaded shit onto people, and they made it common.
Right.
People's language changed during this COVID.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. All kinds of weird stuff, you know. You know, from the masks to the lockdowns, the vaccines, all that stuff. There was all this language surrounding it, and you could see it coming too. At the very beginning, when they brought out the social distancing thing, which is, well, what's social about that? Wouldn't that be anti-social distancing? come on. And then they come out with these, you know, like, all right, you got to be 6 feet away from everybody else. Based on what? Based on nothing. They have no basis for that. And then with, you know, don't buy a mask. Don't wear a mask. Masks aren't going to do any good. To now you have to have a mask. Everybody needs a mask. And if you don't have a mask, then you're a bad person and will do bad things to you. Which is also coming around now with this stuff they call vaccine. You probably have a Grammy earlier in the chat there posted the interview with Eric Clapton talking about the vaccine, the quote vaccine, and what it did to him. And people think, oh, no, that's great. It's good stuff. Of course, it's not. They made all these promises about oh, as soon as the vaccine rolls out, then everything will be back to normal, whatever that means. Of course, that did not happen. And then they tell you, well, now if you get the vaccine, you'll be able to do X, Y, and Z, which, of course, you're not allowed to do. So, but people take that information. I mean, they get lied to by the same people over and over and over again. And then they parrot out the words of those lies to other people because somebody told them that. And they think it's only common sense. It comes from these authority figures. And they know what they're talking about. Which, why would you still believe they know what they're talking about when over and over again they've proved that they don't know what the hell they're talking about?
Yes, exactly. But it's called NLP. It's just programming.
Yes, it's programming.
It's programming. And words and understanding of words and language and the stories we tell and the concepts we use define that. So if you don't start, you know, digging into what other words means too and how you can use those words to not build up the programming, right?
Right.
But to like, it's like, you know, the common sense, right? It means two things. And if you have the knowledge and understanding, then it's just sense. Then it doesn't need to be common.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what is common, really?
Unquestionable.
Well, see, right? Common, I mean, I take it as this is something a majority of the people would understand or take some meaning of and believe in.
I think the Merriam-Webster used the word natural.
Natural?
Yes. Natural judgment or, right?
But is there anything really natural left? I mean, they've taken everything and synthesized it into some kind of, you know, dangerous substance at this point.
Yeah.
So natural is kind of out the window for most people. They're down there stuffing their face with their Burger King sandwich and looking at their iPhone and wearing their plastic clothing and going to their jobs that perform no actual service to the world at all. So there's nothing really natural there about that.
No. The dictionary says sound practical judgment that is independent of specialized knowledge, training, or the like, normal native intelligence.
Okay. And that's common sense. That's the description
that's
of common sense.
That's common sense. That's what they say.
Okay. Well, and you know, maybe that's an accurate description, but who does it actually apply to? Because...
And then... Why would you need politicians and actors and other cults of personality fiction heroes
and what
to
does,
tell
what,
you what is common sense?
What do they say the word common by itself means? Because I think common...
Belonging equally to or shared alike by two or more in all questions. Pertaining or belonging equally to an entire community, nation, or culture. Widespread, general, universal.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's the thing there, is if sense was common, it would be widespread, but sense is apparently not common.
And so you need, like, the whole NLP army to tell you over and over and over with icons and little graphs and small slogans and songs and how common it is.
Well, that's how NLP works, is the over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. It's insane. And they're really pushing it with this COVID, though.
Oh, big time. This is the biggest global brainwashing experiment that there has ever been, ever.
And even though I don't I'm not on a lot of social media, I have still, you know, sensed that buildup of truth versus truth arguing. Right?
Are you on any anti-social media?
No. I have a LinkedIn profile for job things, but I'm not really on, so I don't know. RLM?
RLM? Well, we're not really social media, are we?
No.
Are we social media?
Well, you are. Yes, you are.
Okay. I want to be anti-social instead.
Oh, well, you can say you're anti-social media. Well, people do kind of get there and then turn their backs to each other and say, no, they don't.
Yeah.
But it can't be common if you have to be told this much, right? You remember how much grooming, from lines in the supermarkets to stickers to everywhere?
Oh, yeah. Bubbles in the parking lots and on and on and on. Yeah, there's just an endless bunch of stuff for this crazy social distancing stuff, which, of course, you know, that was like one of the first things they rolled out. What was that concept that you have to stay away from other people, which I'm fine with. I prefer to stay away from other people. But you got to stay away from other people. And they came up with this arbitrary number of how far you got to stay away from other people that was not really based on anything.
Isn't there a Bruce Willis movie called 6 Feet?
Called what?
6 Feet.
The Sixth Sense.
Doesn't he have like one 6 Feet Under or something?
No, that was like a stupid TV show or something.
Oh, okay.
I never saw that show, but...
Yeah.
But I know it was a TV show. It was like, you know, one of those HBO things or something.
Yeah, well, they like to use things that are familiar to people, right?
But 6 Feet Under is based upon the thing that you're supposed to bury people 6 feet deep. Now, I don't know why you're supposed to bury people 6 feet deep, but that is a thing that's been around for forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It must mean something.
Yeah. Whatever. Somebody picked that depth and said, all right, there you go, 6 feet. Now, I don't know. Is that, do you dig the whole 6 feet, or does the top of the casket?
I've never buried a body.
Does the top of the casket have to be 6 feet down?
I don't know. I've never buried a body.
Flash says so animals don't dig you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you really care?
If I ever dig down a body, I will call you and let you know if I did it 6 feet from the bottom or if I added the casket to the 6 feet.
Okay. Well, see, if I was dead and I was buried in the ground and animals dug me up, fine, then maybe they get some food or whatever. I don't care.
Do you think you would care if you were dead?
Well, I mean, that's, the body's dead. I'm not there anymore.
No, I mean, would you care then?
What
happened to your body?
No, not at all.
Or in Earth, or at dead Earth, or
no,
they could,
you know, sell me to a Chinese restaurant and make chop suey out of me. I'd be fine with that.
I don't know. I wouldn't be morally fine with that. Unless they told people, this is a human chop suey.
And
I'd be okay with
it. Well, or instead of like having General Tso's chicken, you could have General Tso's Grimnir.
Yeah.
It's a special. It's a limited event. Limited time.
Only this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it doesn't matter though, right? But I don't know. There is something about their familiarity. I don't know, it sounds so crazy to say these are all ritualistic, blood-sacrificing, blood-sucking, satanistic cult members, but it just, you know, adds up.
But it's accurate.
Yeah, but yeah. When you say it, it sounds like woohoo, but when you start looking into it, that's the only thing that really makes common sense. Why else would they do all those wars, man? Why would they need all those dead people if it's not to feed some nasty belief or cultism?
Somebody has something that somebody else wants, and and they're going to send out their brainwashed plebs to go out there and make that happen.
That doesn't even make sense no more. They're so wealthy, they got everything. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a game for them, for those.
Yeah,
I
think they're like harvesting blood for humans. I mean, it looked rituals. What can it else be than ritualistic?
I don't know.
These are mass murdering serial killers.
Yes. Well, you know, and as far as much of it goes back to whatever they want to call royal blood, family bloodlines,
yeah.
And I think a lot of that goes to the whole bankster class as well. There's been a lot of inbreeding, and you know, when you do that kind of stuff, that inbreeding, then your mind doesn't work properly anymore. And
they're so brainwashed, man. They're like 100 million. They're groomed into this cult shit, man.
Yeah, well, it's...
See, the thing is, I don't have to believe in the devil for them to believe in the devil, right?
No.
But their actions is... Yeah. I don't know. If you look at what they're doing, it seems awfully ritualistic.
It does. It really does.
Yeah. Sadly, like, a satanic cult is just killing off the planet. It's insane.
Sure.
So I guess I'll grow some peas.
Okay.
yeah, watch the fucking world end from my little garden with my homegrown peas.
Yeah, you can sit there popping peas into your mouth as the bombs go off all around you.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay, well, that's
good.
With
my husband. Yeah.
That's terrific.
Are you going to sit on your roof?
Probably not. No. I'm not a big roof person.
No.
Oh, God. Okay, I guess we're out of time.
Yeah, that was ending on a funny note.
Yeah, the end of the world as we know it. Yeah. As we pop the peas out of the pods and into our mouths. common, not so much. All right.
No.
All right. Let's see. What is today?
Thank you all for listening.
Today is Monday. Tomorrow, we get a special redneck dentist tomorrow evening. So check him out. He'll be on at just before Clyde comes on. So an hour before Clyde. Let's see. Whatever. Just go check the schedule on reallylibertymedia.com and rlmradio.xyz for the rest of the shows coming up throughout the week. By the way, have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening. We love you all.
I hope if you're too hot that it will cool down, and if you're not hot enough that it will heat up.
It's too freaking hot.
I know. I hope it cooled down for you, Brandon.
Thank you. Okay, I think that's everything. I don't have any show notes that I can think of at this point in time to tell anybody.
It was a weird show.
It was a weird show, and...
I don't know.
Whatever, I enjoyed it.
It could be a metaphor for something someday.
Yeah, that whole metaphor thing, you know.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks, everybody.
Yeah, have fun, everybody.
Yep.